You know, my last interview was with the famous David Wood.
And
you know, we got to know him because there was really one thing he was good at, which is content marketing.
Yeah.
And before he decided to become an MLM company owner.
Yeah.
And my conversation, and when you just go, if you're watching, just go back and watch that, because I feel like he's having the same epiphany that we're talking about right now, where you kind of walk away from that and you come to realize that, wait, I can't do that. I can't walk away from creating content for my business, no matter what, no matter right. how big I get, right? And I know that you're a big advocate for that as well, right? And I know that you're crazy when it comes to content marketing. Like, there's nobody that have, like most people, when they have the level of success that you have, they would have stopped blogging a long time ago.
Right.
Hello, right? I'm guilty of that, you know? Now, let me ask you this question. What do you say to people that watch you build that big YouTube channel, right? How many videos on that YouTube channel? And everything disappeared in one day. What would you say to that person? Doesn't it that kind of seem like you're walking backwards? What would you say?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I really look at everything happens for a reason. I mean, yeah, we had a YouTube channel, had over 20 million views, had almost 30,000 subscribers, and we had had people attacking it all the time, like for about a year. I mean, people, you know, I would get like 1,000 flags in like 4 minutes, which is just an automated software that, you know, people are paying to attack our channel. And so there's no legitimacy to it at all. Mm. And, you know, so I kind of figured, you know what, at some point this will probably get shut down. And it just depends. I mean, you know, some people would use that to just blow them out of the water. And then they would, you know, say, yeah, I used to be successful till YouTube. And you know what? I mean, you know, if you have a big purpose and you have a big vision of where you're going, you're going to have those things. You're going to have kicks in the shin. You're going to have punches to the face. And that's just one of them. So, you know, we looked at it, and I mean, the very next day I'm on Wistia and, going to town on that. And I look at it as, do I wish it didn't happen? Sure. But, it's okay. Life goes on. I mean, if you look at, you know, that happened the first time it got shut down, which is kind of weird. It got shut down in 2013, right. I believe. And then they gave it back to me.
They gave it back.
Mm-hmm. And then they took it back. They shut it back down. Mm. And, but 2013, that was our first $1 million year. Then we doubled. And I mean, we've grown by 529% despite YouTube. So I don't have, there may be an old YouTube channel out there somewhere, but we don't actively upload anything to YouTube.
Right.
So it's kind of like, so what? You know, you're going to have different challenges in life, and right. You're going to have health issues. You're going to have family issues. You're going to have, YouTube issues. You're going to have things like that. You're going to get, you might get blacklisted by Google or something like that. And, I mean, I obviously don't want that to happen either, but bring it. I mean, I'm going to keep going. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And, so it's like you can either crumble when you hit the brick wall, or you can, say, all right, that brick wall kind of stung a little bit, but, let's keep going. And that's what we did.
In the beginning, what was your biggest struggle?
In the beginning, what was my biggest struggle? I think, for me, the biggest struggle I guess you would call this in the beginning, but really before I really went at it, my biggest struggle was self-worth, because, I had, the only thing worse than being dead broke is being wealthy than being dead broke, right? So if you're used to tuna and ramen noodles, then it's not that big a deal for you to be broke, right? But if you're used to filet mignon and now you got to have dollar burger night, that's a problem. And so, for me, I had a big problem with my self-worth. I thought that I'd lost it. I was ashamed that my girlfriend was paying my utility bills. I was ashamed that her parents were asking her what I did. And she's like, well, he's kind of trying to figure things out. And I'm just like, what the hell's wrong with me? You know, at one point I was motivated. At one point I left a big salary corporate job and here I am a freaking loser. And so in the beginning it was, you know, getting over those feelings of self-worth. And, but I'll tell you, when I caught that fire, I really never looked back. And there have been dips. There's been, you know, I think like 2012, I kind of felt, I was feeling a little bit complacent and I just like, you know, I don't know. I'm just like, man, this is unacceptable. I don't want to be complacent. I got to grow. And that's when we started this just really relentless growth pattern. You know, 529%. The more I know that's from the Inc. 5000 thing. Mm-hmm. But we started just a relentless growth pattern after that. So, coasting makes me angry. Like it actually pisses me off because it means that I'm not showing up in the world the way I'm meant to. And, you know, so I have to show up big or I'm not showing up the way that I'm meant to. And that means something to me. And so I have to keep showing up big. It's something that drives me. It's something that pulls me to do the stuff that I need to do. And that's kind of where I'm at.
You know, to be honest, I everything you're saying, I can absolutely relate to because even the interviews that I'm doing right now, you know, it's my 140th episode. You know, wow. So I shied away from doing interviews for a while because I'm like, I don't want to chase people around, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm having a blast.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. So you just told me what you struggle with in the beginning. So that sound like more like in the beginning of you coming online or you getting into the home business arena. Is that?
Yeah, get into the home business, kind of getting out of my real estate funk and getting into a new chapter. Because one of the things that happened with me is, you know, real estate is cool. You know, like people are like, oh, real estate, sweet. Mm-hmm. Network marketing, not cool, right? There's a stigma around it. People don't, a lot of real estate people don't respect it. And right. So, you know, I had people that were like, oh, you're doing one of those things, huh?
Right.
Hard to hear that, buddy. And I'm just like, all right, cool. You know, like it was game on. Like that, all of that was just fuel for the fire. Absolutely. And, you know, when they saw, you know, us,
$50,000
a month, they're like, whoa, you can do that in network marketing? Right.
It's all coming back in full circle for me because in the real estate world right now, like I'm speaking to somewhere tomorrow, speaking about social media tomorrow, it's coming in full circle. They're starting to pay attention. Some of the things that we picked up back in 2009, content marketing, internet marketing for MLMs, network marketing. Now the real estate people are paying attention to that because literally the only way you can bury your competition, I like using the word bury competition, right, is to really flood the whole place with content, like
totally.
become valuable, right, in the marketplace, right?
Right.
We always knew that, but it's coming. Hey, my friend, did you like that video? I just need help from you. I just need help from you. Can you help me? It's just one click. Just click on that subscribe button right now. It should be under this video if you're on a mobile phone. Or it should be towards your left if you're on a computer. Just click on the subscribe. It's just one click. Can you do me that favor? Actually, you will get notified every single time I release a valuable video like this. I will see you on the next one. And peace.